Van Etten Lacey House History. The Van Etten Lacey House sits on the site of the former Watson House, which operated in 1913 as a boarding house for female Cornell students. One boarder was Winifred Main, an English major who loved the view of the Iowa countryside from the home's wide living room windows. Main later became an English instructor at Cornell, but she left after marrying Bernard Van Etten in 1934 because the college wouldn't employ a married woman during the Great Depression. She was reinstated in 1937, possibly owing to the success of her best-selling novel, I Am the Fox. The book, a roman à clef, won a $10,000 prize from the Atlantic Monthly and a publishing contract. She and her husband used the award money to build this cottage on the site of her old boarding house. Bernard Van Etten had been an architect prior to becoming superintendent of the Iowa Manufacturing Company, and he built their home himself, cutting the stones used for the tile floors. By his own estimation, it took 25 years to complete the house. Nearly every room was paneled with a different type of wood. The limestone for the basement floors and the outer walls was brought from a quarry in Stone City, Iowa. One of the rooms in the lower story was a workshop equipped with a stone fireplace and a forge for Ben Van Etten to develop designs in wrought iron. The Van Ettens frequently had friends, visiting celebrities, alumni and students as overnight guests. The house was often the scene of exciting literary conversations, and Professor Van Etten welcomed students who dropped by for impromptu discussions. She was also a noted cook. Although Professor Van Etten retired from teaching in 1968, she and her husband continued to live in the house and host various events for Cornell. Winifred Van Etten died in 1983, and Ben passed away in 1985. Before his death, he confirmed his desire to leave the house to the college. Although Cornell sold the house to establish an endowed scholarship in the Van Etten's name, it was soon acquired by Cornell English professor Stephen Lacey, class of 65, who continued the tradition of hosting students, faculty, and friends of the college. Professor Lacey was a former student of Professor Van Etten. Lacey was popular with students for his courses on Shakespeare and AIDS literature. He founded the first LGBT rights group on campus in 1978. His death in 2000 was devastating for Cornell's faculty and students. In 2012, Cornell friends and alumni purchased the house, which was renamed the Van Etten Lacey House and designated as the Center for the Literary Arts. Cornell renovated the interior, and today the former living room, with its wide bay windows, hosts classes, while the basement is home to the Fox Den Press. Faculty and students use a 19th-century Washington hand press to learn the book arts, including letterpress and typesetting. These activities are a fitting tribute to Professor Van Etten's devotion to the literary arts and Ben Van Etten's wish for the home to be a meeting place for students and faculty.